Rocketing into the sky on your right is one of the newer additions to London's skyline, the Shard. As of recording, the Shard is the tallest building in the European Union, boasting 95 floors and standing at 309 meters or 1,016 feet tall. The Shard was completed in 2013, and there is a viewing gallery at the top that's open to visitors, although tickets do not come cheap, with an adult ticket over £25. Also contained within the building are multiple office spaces, a hotel, and numerous bars and restaurants. Although they are not located at the very top of the building, the restaurants and bars inside are high up enough to provide an excellent view of the city, and tickets are not required for entry. As you continue along the river, still looking to your right, you will see a sandy-colored building with a large black archway in the middle. This is Hayes Galleria. Dating from the 1850s, this building used to be called Hayes Wharf, and the large archway is where ships would have pulled in to unload their goods into the surrounding buildings. Hayes Wharf was well-positioned and well-used, becoming one of the chief delivery points for ships bringing tea into the country's capital. At the peak of its usage, it's estimated that 80% of dry goods imported into London passed through this wharf. Today, it has been modernized and transformed into a series of offices, shops, restaurants, and pubs. Continuing along, just to the left of Hayes Galleria, you will see a large warship. This is the HMS Belfast, a ship commissioned in 1938 to meet a demand from the British Navy, who were seeking the creation of, quote, a 9,000-ton cruiser, sufficiently armed to withstand a direct hit from an 8-inch shell, capable of 32 knots and mounting 12 6-inch guns. HMS Belfast would eventually play a key role in the D-Day invasion of Normandy, when the ship was made the headquarters of the Bombardment Force E. Winston Churchill reportedly wished to stand on deck of the HMS Belfast to observe the landings at Normandy, but was convinced by King George VI to stay in the United Kingdom. The ship later saw service in the Korean War and was then paid off into reserve in 1963 and was due to be scrapped a few years later, in 1971. However, one of HMS Belfast's former captains, Rear Admiral Sir Morgan Morgan-Giles, campaigned that the vessel should be saved and preserved for the nation. His campaign was a success, and today the ship is proudly moored here and is open to the public all year round. If you turn your back to the Shard and the HMS Belfast, you'll be facing a large sandy-colored building with many windows. If you look to the roof of the structure, you will see carvings of fish and golden weather vanes with a similar motif. These are all clues to the building's origin as a fish market. Known as Billingsgate Market, in its heyday of the 19th century, this was the largest fish market in the entire world. In the 1980s, a new fish market was built in the Docklands area to the east called New Billingsgate, and this building was retired from use and renamed Old Billingsgate. Briefly, this building fell into disuse, and the story goes that this was because no company would ever wish to purchase Old Billingsgate as usable office space because no matter how many times the building is cleaned, it will always smell of fish. Whether or not you believe this, today the building is a well-known events venue and various functions take place here on and off throughout the year. Here, the path ends with a perfect view towards Tower Bridge.